1490 WLCX, real news and great conversation for La Crosse. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. Two proposed constitutional amendments reached a significant milestone in the state legislature this week. On Tuesday, the Wisconsin State Assembly officially passed the proposed amendments for the second time. If they pass again in the state Senate this session, they could appear on a statewide ballot as soon as November. The Republican-controlled state legislature has pursued constitutional amendments more often over recent years, hoping to circumvent the potential veto or partial veto from Governor Tony Evers on their proposals. One of the proposed amendments would ban government entities from discriminating against or granting preferential treatment to individuals based on diversity in public education or employment. Republican state lawmakers have targeted diversity, equity, and inclusion practices for years, but have not been able to get previous legislative attempts to do so signed into law by Governor Evers. The other proposed constitutional amendment would bar the government from closing houses of worship during times of emergency, like the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Children and Families officially launched the Get Kids Ready program this week. The program will provide $65 million in direct payments to child care providers across the state next school year. The goal is to provide free school readiness programming for four-year-olds in the state and reduce the financial burden of child care for families. DCF officials say their hope is the program will ensure Wisconsin kids are entering the K-12 system fully prepared. Through the program, child care providers will help those four-year-olds develop the academic, physical, and social skills they need to succeed in school. Families with kids who will be 4 years old on or before September 1st can apply to participate in the program on the Department of Children and Families website. Child care providers can also find out if they're eligible to participate in the program on the DCF website. The funding for the program comes from the $360 million invested in supporting the child care industry in the new biennial budget. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A timeout for Wisconsin. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, an up and down start to the season. Wisconsin now on a roll. Wins over three Big Ten teams in a row. UCLA, Michigan, and Minnesota. Up next, they host Rutgers Saturday afternoon at 1. Greg Gard.
And we need a day off. We've had a long, this has been a heck of a three game grind. So we'll get some rest tomorrow and then use the last 2 days of the week to prep for Saturday.
NBA, the Bucks in San Antonio tonight to take on the Spurs. NFL, the Bears host the Rams Sunday night at 5:30 in the playoffs after beating the Packers last weekend in Chicago. Lucas Van Ness.
Yeah, you know, that hurts. You know, I got to give credit to them. They found a way to finish in the fourth quarter the last two times we played them. And, you know, unfortunately, that comes down to our finish. And we didn't do enough defensively to hold our lead. And, you know, that's going to sink for a while.
That's Packers defensive end Lucas Van Ness with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Increasing clouds today with some light snow developing later in the afternoon. High temps in the low to mid 20s. For tonight, light snow to continue. Temperatures rising into the upper 20s. Total snow accumulations by later tonight of 1 to 2 inches.
That's your La Crosse News Roundup from WLCX. Find more news anytime at lacrosseeagle.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.